to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
A man who has set the SA Rugby platform ablaze this week, him and Zells, creating the most incredible content around tomorrow's all-important test, and then a man who needs no introduction. The first Springbok to get to 100 tests, he now finds himself as a business entrepreneur. He is a alcohol mogul. He is the purveyor of some of the finest Quelch. Now, if you don't know what the Quelch is, it's tequila. And a man who, I mean, he's got a very, very, very discerning connoisseur palate for the stuff. So trust me, when he puts his name to it, it must be of the finest quality of the Argive plant.
Yeah, and I mean, he kicked off the kicking tee with a torn meniscus in the World Cup final. Who else than the legend himself?
Ladies and gents, Percival Montgomery.
Percival!
Thanks, guys.
And he's a guy who takes his profession very seriously. I mean, he's tasting four times a day. And
he has to. You can't.
I'm still trying to keep fit, guys. I'm still trying to keep fit.
He's looking great.
The fasting is working, I must say. It does help.
He's just come back from a month in Portugal. You have to look great if you've kind of... if you've been in the sun, they even played for the legends.
Yeah,
he came in the last 5 minutes. He said a couple of offloads. Avoided a big, big monster tackle from some big Kiwi.
I saw
it. It was a bit of a tribute for Ian McIntosh with the SA Legends versus the Barbarians, Portugal Barbarians, which was a great success, raising money and promoting the game of rugby and sport on and off the field.
Percy, those kids were loving you. I mean, it's so amazing to see how live rugby is in Portugal. Doesn't get much airtime here, but when you were there, it really, I mean, you can see that they're actively involved in bringing through the next generation of stars there. It was wonderful to see how that translated on social media with those kids and how you were involved. And as rugby legends, as we always know, the great involvement that SA Rugby Legends has with the give back for the game of rugby.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, Gavin Regis, what he's doing there, and John Smith, I mean, it's unbelievable. All the SA Legends, you know. The rugby doesn't finish when you stop playing, you know. It carries on. You've got charities to attend, and just got to keep giving back to the less advantaged and making a difference together.
Absolutely. And I know it's been a busy year. We speak about also about Princess Charlene's Foundation, which you're actively involved with. So there's a lot of give back still after the game of rugby.
Yeah, we've got the SA Water Bike Princess Charlene Foundation that's coming up in Sun City. Closer to August, and then we've got the Atlas Foundation with Jason Leonard on this Thursday at Steenberg, all trying to raise money and making a difference for the less advantaged.
Absolutely.
And everyone thinks he's just a pretty face.
Exactly. We haven't even spoken, I mean, I introduced the fact that there's a really nice Al Centurion that's out there. We'll get to that a bit later on. But I guess the focus this weekend, Keo, and you guys have been revving it up like you know how. And that's what I love about having two people that are really insightful when it comes to the world of rugby. You know, I'm talking about you and Zells, obviously, and what you do with the SA Rugby magazine platform. And this whole week, I mean, even prior to this, when we look at the Australian test, the oracle of the Ryan O'Connor breakfast show, ladies and gents, calling it play by play. In actual fact, in the dozens of times we've had Keo, he only got it wrong once, and it wasn't really wrong. Unfortunately, the guys didn't pitch up for that game at all. And
I reckon Marnie Lebok got it wrong in the last 3 minutes, so he owes me one. But he got it right most of the year, so kind of we're grateful for that.
Now, a lot of people, here's the thing, is that a lot of people on Saturday said, oh, they're going to give us, we're going to get a hiding. And it was like, that was kind of the public sentiment, and you said, forget it. Yeah, and you called the score.
The one thing about the South African rugby public is we hate, it's a God-given fear being the favourites going into a game.
Sure. Mm.
The Springboks want to be written off, they want to be underdogs, our public want to say, there's no way we can win, and then we win, they go, wow, great. If we lose, they say, wow, we knew it was coming, they're not up to it. We are the world champions. We've been together for 5 years, this side. It is so settled. What I love about Rassie and Jacques is they pick their side Tuesday morning and they announce it. There's no mind games. There's no silly buggers. Wait till Friday. What's the bench? That's the 23. The team knows that they're playing. It gives them that comfort. And particularly for this match on Saturday against the All Blacks, and nothing gets us going like playing against the All Blacks. Mm. Forget Australia, France, to a degree England, but it's South Africa, New Zealand, All Blacks, Springboks, whether it's in South Africa or in New Zealand. And especially when we go there, we haven't had much success. We won 4 in 25 since 1996. We've drawn one. It's a 16% win record. The nice thing about the Erasmus and Ninaba era is they haven't lost in New Zealand. They won 36-34 in 2018, and then 2019 drew 16-all. Herschel Yankee scored in the last minute. So their history is that New Zealand hasn't beaten them. They haven't played there for 4 years, and they haven't lost there since 2017. So that's the history they'll take into the game. And that's the one that we keep on reminding the people of. Yeah. And then the team that they've picked is the best possible 23, with the exception of maybe one or two players who are unavailable. And this is the litmus test. This is going to show both teams. They picked the strongest team as well, just where we are before the World Cup. The Rugby Championship then gets completed basically a fortnight later. It's a friendly against Wales, and then we play the All Blacks at Twickenham. I can guarantee you that's going to be the reserve depth that's going to run out. They're not going to show anything, because we could play them in the quarterfinal at the World Cup. But this is their kind of mini World Cup final on Saturday, and all the pressure's on New Zealand because they're playing at home.
Correct.
Jeez, Mark, you know your history.
I don't even have notes.
Percy and I can't remember what the last 24 hours have.
But I must say, we've got a lot of depth in South Africa, and he's correct by saying that every rugby player, every schoolboy player wants to become a Springbok, and that's great to see, you know, the depth in our country. So there's Rassie and Jacques have got a lot to pick, and we've got that foundation and set the consistency in South African rugby, which is great for the country.
Percy Montgomery, Mark Keohane, hey, SA Rugby Mag, talking the massive clash tomorrow, All Blacks versus the Springboks, after a phenomenal week where we've played this over and over and over on the show.
You don't have to be a smart ass, mate.
Oh, you don't have to be a smart ass, mate.
Eddie, if you're going to throw it out there, you got to take it, mate.
Exactly.
Oh, cheers.
Do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking he was quite lucky you weren't there.
What Eddie should have said is, mate, I'm glad it would have been 80. And that would it would have ended. You know, they were half-baked in the sun for about an hour. But he genuinely believed they were going to win, though, Eddie. Correct. I think that's why he was gutted.
But he let that go through. He let that get to him. He let
completely.
That just smash him emotionally, and that it was game over.
But what I do love about the Australians, and I've always loved about them, because they've got a 37% win record in the last 10 years, they talk themselves up to such a degree, and then they lose and they forget about it immediately and talk themselves up again. Quade Cooper got on the plane and said, we're going to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
Part of the master plan. We slump into a depression for about 2 weeks if we only win by 10 points.
I think Tim Horan didn't remind them about the high altitude and all that. Yeah. Anyway, move on.
Yeah, when they started saying that they were going to play at a pace that we hadn't seen, and that's like, hey guys, great attitude, but have you forgotten there's one thing, it's called altitude. That's going to be our attitude.
Love it. Percy, I spoke about, and again, Monty's on the bench, and Damien will you know, return to that number 10 position. There's a lot of pressure. I mean, you start the game already with a weight on your shoulders, and the fact that you are the go-to for many things, including putting points on the board first off. Yes. And you remember when you started with you know, your Springbok career, how everyone, I mean, you obviously first up, you compared to your predecessor, and then the pressure from those first 10 to 15, 20 tests, that kind of a pressure on your shoulders, it's a lot for number 10.
No, it's a huge pressure, and as I always say, you got to have the BMT, and for those that don't know what BMT means, big match temperament, and we've seen in them playing for the Stormers, they've shown it in the finals, semis of last year, this year, they can match up to anything. But at the end of the day, it all starts up front.
Yeah.
If your forwards are dominating and dominating the defense, the gain line, all the games start up front. If your forwards are going forward, the fly half has got more space, more time to play. And I'm hoping that the forwards do control the game, but it's going to be a complete different game compared to Australia.
Quite a bomb squad we've got going into tomorrow's test.
Incredible. Before we get to that, I just want to ask Monty this question is, Fuff may kick, Chesson's probably going to start with a kick in, Damien may kick as well, and they've obviously got the insurance policy of Imani Lebok. But if you take your career and your first 50 tests before you went overseas, you were kicking, then you were second choice, then you didn't know if you were going to kick. Honeyball would kick or Yanni De Beer would kick. But when Jake brought you back, he said, you are my kick and you've got to kick at 75% plus. And it added a dimension of solidity to your game. Is that a risk going into a test, especially against the All Blacks in New Zealand, where you don't start with a recognised goal kicker?
Yeah, it's a huge risk. I think the first thing Jake said to me, this is your responsibility. You're a senior, myself and Ors, you're a senior. Your responsibility in this team is to kick 80%. And obviously do the fines, and I love that.
But Percy, we know you love bringing the vibe to the team. You kicked penalty goals and conversions with a torn meniscus. What was going through your mind there at that time? At a World Cup, the biggest stage, torn meniscus, and you have to kick winning points.
Yeah, it was quite a risk. I even told Ruan Pina, I can't believe he's still going.
He's still going. One more season for you as well.
Just bring Ruan back. But you'll know, because I docked, strapped my knee up and had this torn, messed up knee. But it's all about consistency, yeah. And I just stuck to the basics and exactly what Damien and Marnie are going to do, yeah. If they get the chance to come on. Do what they know best, and they've been doing it all season, and I just wish them all the best for the game. And I think consistency is the key.
Very understated, though, mm. Because for those who don't know, I did write Monty's life story, yeah. Which has changed radically. I mean, I should bring out a new one.
Yeah, but, there needs to be one.
But it's the Sony Sports book that starts with an expletive. It's him saying to Clint Reed, as he goes down, yeah, about what he feels. And Jake is screaming, when I interview Jake, and then they're screaming, just strap him. And Clint says, there's nothing left. It's jelly. He says, well, let him decide. And Monty says, Clint Reed tells him, Monty says to him, listen here, if I kick and if I land, and I'm still standing, I'm playing. And he actually took a penalty goal just before halftime and succeeded with it. And Clint said he ran to Jake and said, what do you do now? He said, he's not saying anything, he plays. He played for the 80 minutes, as did Austin. I mean, I remember you saying to us afterwards, they'd have to carry you off that field, in a straitjacket.
Quick score prediction tomorrow. You called it the Oracle of the Rhino Corner Breakfast Show on Smile FM. We'll call it again.
Yeah, 32-26 to the Springboks. It's going to be one hell of a game. I think our bench is too strong for them. But something that people also don't know, that Monty's played the All Blacks 19 times. He's the only guy to win in New Zealand as a player and also win as a coach. So if anyone knows what it takes to win in New Zealand, it's this man on my right.
Yeah. Monty?
26-19 to South Africa, of course.
Nice.
But it's going to be close, very close.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.